You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ann Thompson. Last year, organ donations surpassed 35,000 in the U.S., but countless other organs are lost before they could even be donated. Part of the problem is transportation. In Focus on Technology, we hear that the University of Maryland is in the very beginning stages of using drones to transport organs. Transplant surgeon Joe Scalia is unwilling to let the problem of transportation prevent his patient from getting a new organ.
In a time where cars can drive themselves, you know, it just seems so crazy that I can't get a life-saving organ to my patient in the appropriate amount of time. I just don't accept that.
So the University of Maryland doctor thought, why not drones? Scalia reached out to the director of the University of Maryland Unmanned Aerial System Test Site, Matt Scasro. He's up for the idea of using drones to transport organs.
Well, we're kind of developing it as we go because it doesn't exist right now. This kind of thing exactly in the form that we're going to be doing it in the future doesn't exist yet.
Scasro and others are testing the technology at an airport in Maryland. In March, they successfully flew a kidney in a refrigerated box during 14 flights, with the longest one going 3 miles. This was simulating a trip between two Baltimore hospitals. There are a lot of similarities between the traditional transportation and using drones.
Melding those and figuring out where are the commonalities, where are the easy, low-hanging fruit solutions, but then what are the things that are making it really hard? And those are the things that we're really trying to focus on.
Like, for example, how much cargo can a drone haul? How far can it go? Will there be a parachute system if something goes wrong? And there are other issues that have to be worked out, like making sure the drone is allowed to fly beyond the line of sight, something the FAA has to clear. Dr. Scalia knows there are challenges, and that's not stopping him.
We have broken down a very big problem into its iterative parts, and we have begun tackling them one by one. And it turns out, like many other problems, there are solutions to each of these.
Scalia says organ procurement has lacked innovation for more than 50 years. It involves helicopters and airplanes and nurses acting as glorified travel agents. He says it's expensive and information poor. But if he and others are going to change the system, they have to make sure nothing happens to the organ. That involves getting lots of information about it while it's in flight.
So we have a series of patented biosensors, and we have a series of IT platforms, both for handheld cell telephones and for desktop computers that allow the user, or the surgeon in this case, who's accepted the organ to both see the location and status of that organ during transportation.
Both Scalia and Scasro are working with the FAA and cities surrounding Baltimore.
So right now what we've done is we've flown the organ to show that we can fly it, we can keep track of it, we can keep track of the conditions on the aircraft with the organ, all the kind of basic stuff to make sure all those packages and sensors worked. The next phase will be actually moving it over distance and then moving into an urban environment.
2019 will be an exciting year for testing, they say. Scalia doesn't want to commit to exactly when the University of Maryland will be ready to transport organs this way on a regular basis.
In terms of larger scale implementation of drone mediated organ transportation, I think that we're several years away, not because the technologies aren't here, but because we need to be thoughtful. We want to be measured. We want to make sure that we really understand the human impact of what we're doing.
There's an FAA-UAS symposium in Baltimore in February, and Scalia and Scasro may be giving a presentation about their efforts. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.